Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Oh, it's so weird at home without Vaughn around. I'm like a bachelor, and it just reeks of it. Oh, gross. Mike, what am I going to have for dinner? Oh, what do we have in the freezer? Oh, chicken tenders and waffle fries.
Dang. Oh,
man, I ate like a pidge.
Oh, yeah. You did. You
know? Did you eat, and how long have those chicken tenders been in the freezer? Well, probably not that long.
I mean, we have them occasionally. The true reason I bought them was to make the sandwich that I love from Perkins.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, the chicken tendy melt.
That's a good idea.
I saw those, and I went, I want to model this at home with the pepper jack cheese and the really good bread.
Yes.
Right?
Good idea.
Because clearly I'm a fat person. And
hey, we all are.
Yeah, right? And then he's gone. I'm like, oh, boy, I'm... This is what I'm going to make. Oh, neat. Okay.
Are they the good ones from Costco, though?
Yes.
The chickens? Yeah. See, buy that for, like, the kids. But when Taylor's gone or on a day that I, you know, oh, there's nothing for lunch. Oh, I take those suckers out and pop them in the oven. They're delicious.
Yeah.
I'm having
that for a meal. And then I'm watching shows that Vaughn will never watch with me. Because, again, here I am, home alone, like a bachelor.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching the story of Alexander the Great.
And he said hard pass, right?
Oh, wow. Oh,
I don't know.
What?
Never mind. My parents were just talking about a show like that, but I don't think it was Alexander the Great. I can't remember who it was. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Maybe it is, because it's on Netflix.
Maybe it was.
And it's the making of a god. And it's this, it's the story of how he came to power and his whole backstory. And it's I find it to be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. You know, Alexander the Great, what a guy.
Yeah. You know? He's played by a beautiful man.
Oh,
right?
Well, Alexander was notoriously beautiful. Mm-hmm. So they found an actor who has the bluest eyes or has beautiful blue contact lenses, and he's a stunner. My goodness.
I see why you want to watch it.
Oh, what a show. Well, did you know Alexander the Great had male lovers?
I did not.
Yes. They say the greatest military mind that has ever fought any war in the world.
Wow.
And he had some dudes that hung around real close to him.
Knew what he wanted in all the ways, I guess.
Well, there was no word for being gay back then. We're talking 300 BC. There was no word for same-sex relationships. There was just sex.
Yeah.
And you had sex with whoever. It was not a thing. No one went, oh, he's with a man or she's with a lady. It was never a thing. It was just you were with whoever you wanted to be with.
And everybody seemed to be with a lot of people.
There was a lot of that.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm in a committed relationship.
Especially the Romans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Did they get around?
Boy, did they ever. But yeah, no, they were showing some pretty saucy scenes in this show. And I'm like, well, Vaughn, I think you missed out.
Yeah.
So you may have mocked this show, but now I think you're going to want to watch episode one. Holy. But yeah, it's weird. You know what it's like without your spouse around.
Yep.
It's just different, isn't it? It's so quiet.
It is.
It's so quiet.
See, and for me, it's weird because my kids also are not, like, on Thursday night when Taylor was on his fishing trip, I have to get up early in the morning so the kids spend the night at my mother-in-law's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the kids until bedtime. Like, I say goodnight, get them to bed and all that, but I come home to an empty house. It is just me. I always greet myself out.
Mm-hmm.
I've started putting Taylor's, the biggest shoes, like, out near the door in case somebody's trying to break in. Like, they know for sure there's a guy in there that's going to beat them up.
But he's a size 8.
Yeah. A little size 8.
Yeah, it's not that big.
It's not.
So I'm going through trying to clean stuff out. You know, here's my chance to get rid of some stuff while he's gone.
Oh, then he won't notice.
Exactly, because he can't remember anything. So I'm finding things that I want to get rid of. And it's stuff that's in great shape. Like, I have my old Keurig coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, like, brand new shape. We have a brand new machine, so we're good. And I didn't want to throw it away.
Of course
so
not.
I texted a friend. I said, hey, is this something you might like for the cabin? And they went, oh, my God, that's great. It's got a milk frother.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the little carousel for all the K-cups. And she said, that'd be amazing. I said, great, I'll run it by your house. Oh, do you have a use for a Nest thermostat at the cabin? Because they're getting a new furnace put in.
Yeah.
And they want to remotely monitor the temperature of their cabin because they're driving up there to make sure everything's okay. 3.5 hours one way. I said, hook this baby up to your internet, you know, and now you can remotely monitor the cabin. And she goes, seriously? I said, we replaced ours, so it's yours.
Wow.
She goes, well, how much do we owe you? And I went, did you think I was scamming you into paying me for stuff?
I mean, maybe.
What friend would ever, like, tease you with something, get you to be interested, and then go, yeah, and by the way, it costs $300.
Maybe people will do that, though.
People will do that.
No way.
Don't you say no to it. Oh, that's really nice, but I couldn't take that nuts because you feel like somebody's going to say, and then you owe me $100 or whatever.
Oh, my God. I said, what kind of dirtbag friend do you think I am? Yeah. I would never. And she goes, no, we have to pay you for this. I didn't offer it up so that I could get money from you. Yeah. I said, that's what Craigslist is for.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. And you sell things super easy. You could have sold it in just a nanosecond.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're good friends and I want them to have it.
Yeah.
And they went, no, we have to pay you. Yeah. Okay, I said, either you take this for nothing or I will throw it in your garbage and I will go to your garage and throw it away. So those are your options. And she's like, okay, well, we'll keep it then, but we owe you. No, you don't.
No.
Stop it.
Well, because especially, I know they're really good friends. You guys do great, like, nice stuff and help each other out all the time.
Yeah.
That's what friends do.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really looking forward to using their cabin this
summer. I know. Yep, you're like, and I'm going to drink that coffee and be perfect temperature thanks to the Nest.
Yes, right? So, I mean, I benefit in the end. And they're like, well, we're doing our trip in May, right? I'm like, heck yeah, I'm there. Yeah. New boat.
This was my way to make sure I was in.
It does always feel weird, though, because you have that friend who is like, and I see what their position is, too, because you're just trying to be like, I don't want to just take it.
Yeah.
I don't want to just, now I feel like I'm taking advantage. Then you're on the other side going, it was free, but now I have to make sure you enjoy it and make sure you come up and have some coffee. And that's not what I did it for. I did it to be nice and to have you have something new.
Right. Yeah. And I've realized when you finally reach that age in your life, and you'll all get there eventually, I am now comfortably cruising in the pontoon era of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
And pontoon living is for me. I don't know if you're there yet, Pidge. You're probably...
I'm back and forth right now. I'm teetering.
You love speedboats, and, you know, I just... Oh, I've ridden in those, and it's...
And
everything
feel.
Jiggles and bounces, and it hurts, and your ass is sore, and I hate it.
I'm telling you.
Pontoon life, man.
Yeah, if I'm water skiing or tubing, you want a speedboat.
Right.
Otherwise, pontoon is totally the way to go.
Well,
if
I mean,
just cruising.
It's like just your floating deck.
Right. Yeah,
it's
and this
perfect.
Is a fully tricked out, brand new pontoon, great sound system, refrigerator, sink on board.
Oh yeah,
fun.
All
have
the
that.
Cushioning, chairs off the back for fishing. It's got the brand new flooring, you know, on the pontoon. I'm like, this thing is everything. Big old bimini top.
Oh yeah, because you don't want to get all. You want to have a choice in the sun or out of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be here and there.
We are going to booze cruise our face.
Yes,
off.
And that's you're fun. Always the driver, right? You're
well,
the captain.
I would like to shift out of that.
Yeah, and actually now it's a new one, so they might want to be in.
See what I'm saying?
I feel like you let them do that.
I enjoyed captaining the boat for a while just to give them a break, but now it's like, I'd like a break on your boat.
I'm not the captain now. You take it back.
You just want to sit and relax and soak up the rays.
Pontoon life. Yeah.
Any boat life is a life for me. I can tell you that right
any?
Now.
Any
boat
even
life.
A speedboat?
Yeah. Because that's we had our Yamaha jet boat.
Too fast.
It was too fast. I never liked that.
And the bouncing on the waves.
You're right.
You're
right.
Young. You're 30 something.
I'm just saying, if you went on the boat I have, that boat would not be for you. That's probably the one boat. I call it the Kermit. It's this boat from like the 70s. It's green, smaller, perfect for like a first time boat owner,
you know?
However, for what you're accustomed to or whatever, slash being out with me, you don't want to be on Kermit. You'd be like, okay, I'll pass
that
on this
sounds awful.
One.
Yeah, I don't like to ride on a Kermit.
Right, yeah.
Like
no.
a 17-foot Alumacraft.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fishing boat.
Perfect
gross.
For fishing.
Yuck.
Yeah. Not perfect for a family.
No.
I can tell you that.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a 2-minute meal? Fuel up fast. With Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website, plus they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, I know that makes me sound like a 40-year-old, but hey, that's nothing compared to what Des got called in the bathroom over the weekend. This is awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
My best
is
day
it
ever.
Awesome?
I love this.
It's the perfect story. Go ahead and tell us.
I guess I need a facelift.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah,
shut up.
You do.
I'm in the bathroom.
You
with,
said it.
I'm in the bathroom with River, and I didn't see this woman, I don't think. Maybe she saw me, but I'm in there and we're talking and I'm like, all right. And I do this thing where I'm like, okay, well now mommy has to go to the bathroom. So please move, sir. Like, you know, I talk and I don't know why I don't say me. I do say mommy a lot, but we get out and then he's laughing. He's being hilarious. We're being silly. We go to wash our hands and she's like, I'm sorry. I am just out here laughing. You guys are so funny. I do the same thing with my grandkids. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. Thinking like she's just relating to me on kids. And then she goes, you're his grandma, right?
Oh.
And I almost punched this elderly woman in the face, but I didn't.
Hey,
I
said, it's not her fault that you look tired and haggard.
This woman was older than
Junior
my tan mom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm his mom, or this is my son, or something like that. She's like, oh, yes, of course.
Of course.
And then she like backpedals. And then she says something about his long hair. And I go, yeah, just like his dad's. And then she's like, she had made some kind of rude comment. And then she backpedals. I'm like, I think it's maybe time for you to leave the bathroom. I left. I walked out to my friends and went, wow,
yeah.
this is, I've had some lows.
Do you see what doing this job has done to us?
Apparently I'm a grandma.
Oh, well, apparently I'm Vaughn's father.
I forgot. That actually makes me feel better.
Thank you. I mean, an old farmer assumed Vaughn and my sister were a couple, and I, as dear old dad, took those two young bucks out for dinner.
So I attribute
all of this progressive aging, this Benjamin Button effect to this job. And it is killing us.
You're right. And it's the worst day for me is Friday. I'm super tired from the whole week. I'm haggard AF.
Yes.
I pick up the kids. We go to a movie. That's where it was. It was in the movie theater bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go home and take a nap. No, I'm his mother. Yes, I was pregnant at 40. Do you want to know all the questions? Do you want me to answer them all?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she walks out and goes, Barb, you won. That was her mom. That was a kid's mom right there. I was wrong.
I mean,
this is what's happening.
Is this
the
beginning?
Look at the people who do morning radio. Just look around.
We're all fat and ugly.
Look at how it ages them. Seriously.
Most of the people who do mornings in this town are 25. That's what it does to you. It truly ages you.
Oh, so I thought, wow, welcome to my grandma era.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in my pontoon era. You're in your granny era. I mean, you wear granny underwear.
Yeah, but not, I wear it to bed. And underdresses.
Still, you wear it.
Full bottom underwear.
Yeah.
I don't want any
you love
sort of
granny
bugs
panties.
Getting up in my... Ooh.
You must have such a high opinion of that thing.
No, I just am always worried.
Even bugs are scratching to get in there.
It's so great. It's warm. It would be a comfortable place to be.
Okay, we don't need this.
Jeez. I do love that you think every bug is like, Ooh. Yes, it's open. Here we go.
If I could get up in that.
Yes. Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable hearing about it.
I know you don't want to be involved with it.
I've not just that yours. For years. Don't take offense. It's any one of them.
Oh, my, my.
All right. Well, yeah. Granny panties, granny face. Here we are.
Here
welcome.
We are.
Welcome to the world.
Here we are. And Crisco is about to take his Christmas tree down, finally, only because Zero Res is making him.
Yeah. Which I found out, fun fact, you'd be proud of me, and I think you should know.
I highly doubt that.
I know, but it's just in life, in general. But I don't have to take the tree down. I discovered this last weekend, booking my appointment with Zero Res, you don't have to move anything. I didn't know that. I thought you had to clear the whole room out. And then she goes, oh, gosh, no.
Oh, they'll clean around your crap if you're okay with that.
Exactly.
Which, why would you be?
Right. I actually put more crap down there. I'm like, come on, show me what you can do, CRS. No, I'm kidding. So I was like, you know what? This is the moment I need. Even when she told me that, when I went, I could leave the Christmas tree going. It's coming down. I've started taking ornaments down yesterday. I'm going to get the remainder of them down today. It is gone. It is going to go back in. Now the question is, do I bag it up since we're pretty close to Christmas anyway? Or do I just let it stand? Do I just round up? Do I just push the tree into my other room and let it sit there and then just take all the ornaments off? Okay, bag it up. Got
well,
it.
My mother-in-law just puts, this Understood. Is funny. She got just it. Puts a sheet over hers and puts it like in the storage area. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was getting. I have like a storage room on the other side, on the other wall. I could just kind of push it in there. But now by the judge,
push it in there.
Just push it in there.
What about your mother though? Will they clean around her or will you roll her over so they can get underneath?
She's not in the carpeted area. I do not let her down in the carpeted area because that's also where the Christmas tree is a lot of time. And I got a lot of flack for trying to take it down. I started bringing ornaments off it. And she goes,
so will she hide while they are cleaning the house?
Oh, yeah. She'll go outside with the dog. Because she
for the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. Ooh. Because she doesn't like people. She doesn't like to be around people. She doesn't like to. She said to me the other day, she's like, oh, I don't know what happened to me. I used to be a people person. I said, when? When were you ever a people person? Dad was a people person, and you happened to be behind your husband.
Yeah,
that was pretty much it.
When I first met your parents, she was very chatty. And
because my dad started the conversation. My mom has never been a people person, and I told her, I go, do you know what you're discovering? That the social butterfly of your relationship was dad. Mm-hmm. That my dad was the person who brought her out of her shell. Now she has no reason to be out of her shell. So she's like, everybody get away. You people gross. So she'll hide for sure on there.
Lock the doors when she goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change the locks.
That's true. And she'd be, oh my. The funniest part is you can't open my gate outside on the inside, so she just trapped in my yard. She could never get out. I'd have to be like, okay, make sure Fozzie comes back in.
Oh yeah,
thank you.
That's a great idea.
It would be, because she can't get back out, and it's a tall enough fence.
Here
she can never
buddy,
get...
Adam.
Yeah. Well, the problem is Velvet gets a little paw happy at the door. I could see her scratching, and I don't want her ruining the door.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and you know, the problem is she'd probably start eating part of the deck because she's hungry, and you know, it's like, I don't need that. I mean, my sister already took down half the deck.
Well, then she'll have termites again, and you don't need that. Dang. You've already deloused her, and
the three season porch is attached. I could see her breaking in one of the windows and just living in there like a nomad. It's probably best just to get her back in there. I think the best solution I have is just moving out of the state.
I'm just going to let your family drive you out of the state.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the most rational move I have.
Great. And you know what that means? He's big talk. All he means is coming across the border and living with me.
Okay,
still
you know.
Everything else is the same.
Fact, because he needs a friend and you have River.
I know. You guys would have so much fun. Dusty would love it too. But she was a little jealous when you were there last time because she was like, River, come jump on the trampoline with me. And River just was laughing with you. She's like, fine.
Oh, she wasn't such a buzzkill for him all the time. He wouldn't have started laughing with me.
Oh!
She literally was on the trampoline. I felt bad because then I was trying to like stop and I'm like pulling away and I'm like, oh yeah, no, River, go play on the trampoline. And he wanted to keep playing the game where I was like, oh, I hit my head. And then by the end of it, she's sitting there going,
because God forbid Princess Dusty not get what she wants.
Yeah, right. So then Des bought her a new boat to make her feel better.
That's
so
nice.
It was pretty nice. She's like, oh my God, you're so upset. How about a four-seater? It's Dusty's first boat.
Oh, that's cute. Boy, tomorrow, happy Pidge birthday Eve.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow is.
Oh my God. He's a teenager, everyone. Oh, tomorrow. Right.
Double digits.
Yes.
So weird.
So what's the plan for your birthday?
Probably just go home and sleep.
That's exciting.
I mean, all sleep every day, but for your birthday, the big main event.
Yeah, yeah. For the big birthday, I'll probably go home and just like sleep a little bit more, you know, catch up on.
Really treat yourself.
Really treat myself.
Probably. So you're gonna sleep and then you're gonna get up and then do something.
Probably like eat. Stay in bed. I'll stay in bed. Probably like order a za. Oh. And I don't know. This sounds, maybe play PlayStation for a bit.
It sounds super lame.
Yeah. It sounds like every other day that ends in Y.
Yeah, buddy. I want you to do something real fun.
Every day ends in Y.
Yeah, it sounds like your everyday life, but it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. So I just want to chill. And no, I'll probably.
Your life is perpetual chill.
Yeah, and it's great. And that's.
He's still celebrating his third birthday.
But like Pidge Nation has no plans to celebrate their leader?
They didn't make any plans for me. I guess, I mean, it will be very nice tomorrow. So maybe I'll find somewhere with a patio and go out to eat.
Oh.
The little oven place or whatever.
Yeah.
I do want to go there.
Little oven?
What's it called?
We drove by it yesterday. Out of context, you guys have no idea what we're talking about. It's in Maplewood right by his house. I just told him, I said, there's this place called The Little Oven, and it's really good pizza in the neighborhood. And so now he really wants to go there. So that's a place we talked about going this weekend.
Yeah, go. I'm just, I don't know. I didn't make any plans. I honestly haven't thought much of it and didn't even realize my birthday was tomorrow, you know, till a little bit ago. But
that's a Pidge thing.
No.
What?
When I wished you a happy birthday, Eve, you just realized it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, because it slipped my mind. God. I mean, I did birthday stuff this past weekend, but I didn't realize it was so soon.
It's
tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about it, or like, it always seems like it's still like a couple weeks away, and then before you know it, all of a sudden it's...
Are you all right? Do you want me to...
No, I am not all right.
Rock you to sleep during the rest of this podcast?
That'd be great.
I can bring you over here and just kind of get you into a nap mode.
You know? I know. Nobody does it better than
you. I know. I feel like right now you're super alarmed to be awake right now. He's got like the big eyes like, where am I? What am I doing?
Should I bring the baby Bjorn tomorrow for the first time?
Oh my God.
That would be great.
Then you could just nap. Like right now we could be like, shh.
Oh God. And once you start patting his bottom, it's over.
Yeah, I'm out. Lights out.
Wait, was he here when you burped him? And he actually burped.
It really is a thing.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Oh, how I love Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. They're going to take care of you like they've taken care of us. I mean, they've been making sure my home comfort system for the last 10 plus years is running okay. And then finally... It came time, you know, I knew it was time to replace. I knew Apollo was a place, and they helped me out there. I am so happy. My new system is amazing, taking care of me during this mild winter, but I'm so excited to see, you know, how much money I'm going to save in the summer when I'm running my air conditioner.
And I save a lot during the summer because mine was very different than yours, Des. My air conditioner just completely went out. It was from like 1970 or something like that, and Apollo came to rescue me, and they made it so much more comfortable my house. They help you with everything, your plumbing situation, whatever you need help with. They actually helped my mom, who waited 4.5 years with a broken system to get it taken care of. You can set it all up through callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan
After Hours.